The U.S. Department of Agriculture throwing a lot of numbers at us yesterday. The WASDE report, the crop production numbers, those came out midday yesterday. Then yesterday afternoon, the crop progress numbers released by Uncle Sam, as they normally are on Monday afternoons. It all adds up to a record-sized corn crop, but not as big as had been earlier forecasts.
We saw corn and soybean yield and production both come in lower than what the trade expected. That also pulled down their ending stocks, and this all gave us upside in our corn and our soybeans.
That's Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities. Rich Nelson with Allendale indicates that the corn crop going down caught most analysts by surprise. Most of them expected a corn crop closer to 14 billion bushels, ended up by USDA calling it a 13.7 billion bushel corn crop.
The size of the decline was a surprise. USDA lowered corn production by 217 million bushels to now 13.763. Yield was similarly lowered here from 156.5 last month to 154.4. So certainly the lower numbers were a surprise. First of all, we've got to point out, as far as a state-by-state breakdown, we of course did see some lower numbers for the Western Corn Belt. That really wasn't that much of a surprise.
Keep in mind, it's still a record-sized U.S. corn crop. Corn prices up modestly yesterday on the Board of Trade after the report came out. Soybeans had a big jump to the upside, as those lower numbers had more impact on the soybean market. Crop progress numbers that came out after the markets had wrapped up for the Monday session showing that the corn crop and the soybean crop pretty well unchanged as far as the good to excellent ratings compared to 1 week earlier. Cotton crop declined a couple of percentage points as far as its overall condition rating nationally. In the case of Oklahoma, it looks like the corn crop generally in good to excellent condition, as is the sorghum crop, the soybean crop, and the peanut crop. Cotton crop remains mostly in fair shape in the state, 54% fair shape, 30% poor to very poor, and 16% in good to excellent condition. One set of numbers that we do like to monitor on a regular basis when it comes to the crop progress numbers nationally, the pasture and range conditions, and those latest numbers show that we're starting to see some improvement in several locations. Oklahoma seemingly has kind of hit kind of a tread water point for at least the time being. We're now at 15% poor to very poor. That's actually down a percentage point, 1 point in the wrong direction in the latest week, 29% in fair shape, and we're at 56% in good to excellent condition in pasture range conditions in the state. Texas actually goes from 43 to 48% poor to very poor in their latest numbers, 8% up to 9% on Missouri. It looks like Kansas goes in a positive way from 49% poor to very poor a week ago to 39% poor to very poor in the latest week. Abundant rains in Kansas helping that. And the folks in the state of California were at 85% poor to very poor a week ago, and they're now 95% poor to very poor. That's the most awful place in the country when it comes to pasture and range conditions. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.